The storm's coming.
Yep.
Right. It's going to start sometime tomorrow.
I may be staying in your basement.
Yeah. There you go, see?
You might not be leaving.
Right? So, my flight's Monday morning, and it sounds like from the weather I've been hearing you guys talk about, I'm going to be snowed in.
Yeah.
In Hartford.
So Mitch Fatel will be playing tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the Hartford Funny Bone.
Right.
We're linked up. So you started stand-up when you were 15?
Yeah, 15 years old is my first
show
ever. Wow. I'll give you one more nuts. We were talking about how neurotic you have to be to be in this business. Do you know that my mom came to my first show, and I wanted her to love me so bad? And I remember going on stage and thinking I was doing good, and afterwards my mom wouldn't talk to me, and I was in the car, and I was like, hey, how did you think I did? And my mom went, let's face it, you died.
Mom!
Tough love from mom.
Yeah.
Damn.
Your heart is crick.
Has she always been like that, or did she not like the idea of you doing comedy, so she wanted to kill all that?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because you get older, and then you have to figure it all out, and then you kind of go... The thing that I realize now about being a dad is I'm going to be such a hero to my son. He's never going to know that I'm flawed in any way. And then one day he's going to realize, like, oh, my dad was kind of this pervert guy, whatever. And and so I started realizing as I got older, my mom, who's really funny, that's who I get my sense of humor from, she could have been Joan Rivers. And she just was a hairdresser. And she decided never to chase that. She was too scared. And then I realized, like, oh, she had a resentment for me doing it.
Right.
Instead of... And because what mom does that? What mom said, and my mom would always say, like, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. And then when I got on the Letterman show, a friend of mine, his mom called my mom and said, you must be very proud of Mitch. You got on the Letterman show. My mom goes, he probably just convinced some girl to put him on. Wow. And then I thought, you know, but that's a talent in itself. I was like, if I could walk into the Letterman show and charm a girl to put me on the show, that's even more talented than
good for him.
Writing a joke. Really.
Hey, finesse. That's my boy.
Yeah, my mom wasn't a fan, but now she apologizes for all that.
Yeah,
right.
She came around. That's all right.
She made him cookies and took them back.
It's the human experience of being a parent, too. You look back and say, well, I could have done a lot of stuff better.
Yeah, you critique yourself afterwards.
Yeah,
that's insane. So you're doing stand-up at 15. How old were you when you joined Howard's show?
So then I was 20? It was 1986.
So where is he at? K-Rock?
K-Rock. And he had one station. It was Philly. He had Philly.
Just
had
started
just come
on Philly.
Wow. Yeah, and he was doing the DiBella thing where he was just destroying DiBella. I remember that time. And I've since,
that became brutal.
Yeah, and I've since met DiBella, and he's told me personally about that whole time, and it was hell for all of them.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
There was nothing like it. So
you know Howard apologized to him for that?
Really?
Yeah, Howard called him and apologized for the whole thing.
So, Pam, you look like you're confused.
Yeah, what's this whole DiBella thing?
DiBella was the number one morning show in Philly. They just put Howard on in Philly, and he went after DiBella so hard.
So brutal.
Really bad, very personal, to the point where he had DiBella's ex-wife on the show.
Yeah.
In studio.
Yeah.
She went nuts. Like, she really opened up and really below the belt stuff. It was so bad that she committed suicide.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was brutal.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, this was, it's typical for radio shows to fight. This was brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
I remember being a part of that. And I was a part of the time when Jessica Hahn used to come on.
Jesus.
Wow.
And Kinison would come on, coked out of his mind. Coked out of his mind.
And what was your job on the show? Would you have
get him
to
more coke?
Right.
Like,
really?
I was the intern. My job was to just get all the guests, whatever they got. You know, I was Phil. Except I wouldn't get in a car accident on the way to work.
Right.
Nice job, Phil.
That was quite a way to start the day.
Yeah.
Jesus, can you imagine, like, you know, 6-7 in the morning, someone walks in, you know, Sam friggin' Kinison.
Yeah.
Coked up.
Coked up.
Get me more coke.
And where do you get it from?
I don't know. Back then, I guess you would just, there were people that get stuff.
Yeah.
Now I need formula, if anyone can get me formula.
Right. Yeah, it's a whole different time now.
I need diapers.
Yeah. Baby wean.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever done coke?
Yes.
You like it?
I did at the time.
Yeah, me too.
I really did.
Because I tried it. I wanted to try it. And I was like, I can't try this. I'm going to try it for about a year straight and use up all my money. And then I'm going to try to stop.
And then watching the movie Scarface didn't help.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I was like, oh, that just looks like so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I look at Hawkeye.
And then when you, Phil, we were talking about this yesterday. Phil thinks that when you left Howard, it was bad. Like he was pissed at you.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. I just got in a, I, He can't be pissed at me. I got him Stuttering John.
Stuttering John
was my classmate in NYU. And I knew I had to leave because I had gotten in a car accident and I had no car to get into work anymore.
So you were like Phil.
Oh my God.
You had a car accident.
You had a Phil moment, yeah.
You know, I just remember that one. Yeah, Phil, you're going to be a comedian one day.
No.
Phil had the story so wrong yesterday when he was telling it to us. So wrong.
So he said Howard spent like an hour on the air saying, you're making a mistake leaving.
Called John and was like, this is your replacement. There it is. You know, you're done now.
Really?
That's how I remember
it. No, because
happening.
What I remember is I
you were
that
there,
Phil
I don't know.
Is fact checking. Someone on their own history,
on their own life.
Phil, am I really doing baby-led weaning with my son? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
And is it really weird?
No, I remember that I was an intern. I couldn't go anymore. My dad wasn't going to pay the bill anymore.
Right.
And I remember
you weren't getting paid.
I went into Howard and I said, "Hey, there's this guy in my class named John Melendez who keeps telling me he wants to work for you, and he's a stutterer. So I don't know." Before I could finish, Howard's like, "Hire him. Bring him in. He's hired." That's a true story. Yeah, and then John went on to become, Stuttering John.
He made some money.
Wow.
I'm responsible for him.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah.
Phil also had that wrong, too, because Phil said the reason why you left the show was because you wanted to focus on comedy, not because you couldn't get in.
I did think that, too.
No, Phil, you don't even know.
Phil's wrong.
Phil, your name's not even
this.
Phil. It's
don't.
Jimmy.
It's Philae. Right.
Yeah, no.
It's Bob.
Yeah. And I remember I wanted to be a comic, and I remember Howard told me, "You're never going to make it. You have no talent."
See?
And you got that part never, right. You did say that.
That
yesterday.
One little part.
But then, and this was my father figure moment, because my dad always told me I wouldn't make it either. I got on Letterman. This is one of the best stories of my life. I got on Letterman, and the next day someone said, "Turn on Howard fast." I turned on Howard, and Howard was saying to Robin, "I couldn't sleep last night. I always sleep. I have no problem. I could not sleep. I didn't know why. I woke up. I was like, let me see who's on Letterman." He said it was our old intern, Mitch. And I'll never forget. He goes, "Kid's funny." And I remember that was the best moment of my life.
That's a great compliment.
Howard had me in and told me that he remembers being hysterical and he was proud of me. And since my dad's never told me he's proud of me.
Howard Jr. dad.
The closest I've ever come to feeling that dad moment.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was true. And it meant something to me because.
And this is when Letterman was on NBC?
CBS.
Oh.
He went over to the... Yeah.
Oh, so it was...
It was years later. I mean, yeah. I had left Howard and then went on the road and then got on the Letterman show. Never told anyone I had done Howard. And Howard, when I went on afterwards, says, "Why didn't you tell anybody you worked here?" And I said, "Because I wanted to make it on my own. I didn't want anybody to think I was using your name."
Right.
And he said, "I really respect that." And to this day, he tells me that he's proud of me because
so
of
you
that.
Still so, go back there?
Yeah, I go back once a year.
Oh, all right,
yeah.
Cool.
Because Phil made it sound like it was a bad breakup.
And you were like, never allowed there ever again.
Right.
No, actually, Phil's
that's not
allowed
what
there.
I said.
It's like a sign in the front of the
paper.
He kind of said that. Yeah.
I thought it was a mutual dislike at that point because I definitely had it all twisted wrong. I thought that he basically chased you out saying you'll never make it and then here's your replacement, goodbye, I don't need you anymore kind of deal.
Huh.
And then it was sort of like, well, I'm going to be successful in spite of you kind of deal. That was the history that I had in my
just
brain.
Just making up stories.
Yeah, where did you read that?
I have no idea.
Well, you wrote
I don't
it down
know.
First, then you read it. Yeah.
Hmm. This is our fact checker, by the way.
Yeah.
He fact checks everyone.
I bet you there's no storm even coming.
Yeah. Exactly.
There was no car accident.
Yeah. That's all butt dust.
So then you got a show on Howard's channel?
Yeah, then my wife and I got a show called Sex and Swinging because my wife and I were swingers and we did a show. And that's where me and you were talking that I was like, that's a lot of pressure. I just thought, oh, it's an hour. We'll talk about swinging. And then for the first 10 minutes, it was fun. And then I was like, let's go to the phones. Like, I didn't know what else to talk about.
Right.
And then that show lasted for about 6 months. We did pretty good.
And then what happens? Do you decide you didn't want to do it anymore? Or they're like, we got some other thing we want to do?
They actually let Stuttering John take over the show.
All right.
No, I'm joking.
That would have been fun.
Didn't Phil know that?
I got in an accident.
Right.
I had a baby.
They don't. I mean, there's a few people over there that make money, then everybody else makes crap, right?
Yeah, and that's radio in general. There's a couple of people that make some money.
Exactly right.
And same with comedy. I mean, I've just been blessed. Everybody's always like, are you upset you never got into movies and stuff? I'm one of the few comedians, I just wanted to be a stand-up comedian. And when I first started doing stand-up.
So if someone said, Mitch, we have a great role for you in a movie, you'd
they be did like, it so many times.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, what I did just, you turn down?
Oh, I didn't turn it down. I would just tank on the auditions and stuff because
you'd throw it.
Yeah, I wasn't good at it.
You did it on purpose.
I wasn't good at it. I'm not a good actor.
Like, do you remember anything that you tried out for that we would know?
Do you remember a guy named Todd Solondz? He was a director. He made a movie, a couple of hit movies in the 80s. If you look up his, you'll know he did a couple of, Welcome to the Dollhouse. Do you remember that movie, Welcome to the Dollhouse?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, so he was a big fan of mine, and he wanted me to be in a movie, and I went in and read for him. And then you know who else? I got a call from, who's the guy that goes, funny how? Who's
Joe Pesci.
Guy? Joe Pesci.
Like a clown?
Joe Pesci called me once.
And you think it's one of Howard's people?
Yeah, someone's like, hey, it's Joe Pesci. And he goes, I saw you at the club. I think you're good. I want to do a show with you. So he said, come on in and meet with me. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going into some weird setup. And sure enough, Joe Pesci just answers the door. And it's me and Joe Pesci talking. And all I remember from that meeting was that he kept talking about how much he hated. There's another Italian actor that he hated.
De Niro?
No, it wasn't De Niro.
That bastard, tell you what.
Something like that, but I remember him telling me stories and thinking that was a pretty cool moment. But I was up for a part. This is a true story. I was up for a part in a Disney show.
Oh boy.
And
that doesn't seem like a good fit.
Margaret Cho had a show. If you remember, Margaret Cho had a TV show for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. She was super
so
hot
I
for
was
a while.
Up to be on that show, and I went in, and the audition came down to me and another guy. And I went in and I met the guy and I said, hi, I'm Mitch Faitel. And he said, hey, I'm Jack Black. And it was before he was Jack Black Black.
Right.
He was just Jack Black, this other actor. And it's so funny thinking that, like,
crap.
Wow.
You were in that, you know, it was down to two.
But at least I lost a part to Jack Black and not to Phil.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Like,
yeah, she chose differently. Hey.
Well, thanks for getting up and coming in, man. Always a pleasure.
Sorry, I mismanaged
my
time.
Well, we kept you 15 minutes late. See, we got every... We're like that sports bar.
Exactly.
We got every minute out of you.
Yeah. Right. All right. Does Pam pay me now?
Right? Yeah.